welcome to another episode of Two-Headed Game Master. I'm Cosmo, the first head.
And I'm Dane, running it back as the Game Master head.
Two-Headed Game Master is...
That wasn't a satisfying enough pop.
I can breathe!
We've grown some extra heads tonight.
Hello, I'm Enzo. I'm the third head. I've been here before. The head of... Lost my intro. Still looking for it. What kind of head am I? We'll find out at the end of the episode.
Okay.
Stake your bets now.
There's a poll going.
There's a poll? Ah, there's a fourth
pool?
Head.
There's a pool. Pool, sorry.
Could be a poll.
Pool.
The poll is a different thing.
Who are you? I am the fourth head. I am the, wait, don't shoot him, let's ask him questions first, head. I'm Sharif. I have been here before as well. It's been a while, but I'm happy to be back and be playing this time again. Actually, I played last time.
Believe so.
I'm only ever here to play.
That's the main reason we invite people around.
Yeah, you've also been on some regular episodes discussing like character creation, which did lead into a play, but like before that.
So, Two-Headed Game Master, as y'all probably know, is a podcast about writing, designing, running, and playing role-playing games, where we discuss our favorite hobbies, share our thoughts with you, and play some games sometimes. And this time, we are playing another game. We're doing lots more playing this year. So, Game Master Head, what are we playing?
Well, today we're going to play Mothership, which is a science fiction horror RPG by Tuesday Night Games, Night with a K. So, it is a gritty sci-fi horror game, right? All the monsters are designed to kill the players. All the players win by surviving the missions. Each character comes with a high score, and that is how many missions they survived. So, there will be some character... Well, there could possibly be some character deaths this time.
Ouch. Notice I have four character sheets in front of
which
me.
Which is too many. Tuesday Night Games has a nice digital support for Mothership. They have a nice app for character creation.
Nice.
And I believe some of our players will be utilizing that tonight. And yes, I am asking the players to make two characters in case their first character dies. Unlike the last live play we did, they will not be playing them simultaneously.
Mm. What's the app called so the folks can follow along at home?
Mothership.
Mothership.
Nice. Nice.
It's cool.
We will be doing a pre-written module, the introductory adventure for Mothership, called Another Bug Hunt.
If you haven't guessed, Mothership is very like alien universe inspired, very...
Yes, they actually have a list somewhere in one of these books about all the influences that they had when they made the game, and it's a long list and includes aliens and alien and aliens and like The Thing and all that good horror
so
stuff.
That kind of... That's the vibe.
Spooky.
And because it's in the module book, I'm just going to read the content warning here. So there will be some triggers for arachnophobia.
Gross.
Body horror.
Gross.
Mind control.
Love it.
Violence and claustrophobia.
I can know.
Don't right. Love that one.
So I'm going to...
I think I'd be okay in a tight hole.
More of that.
We can get better.
The character creation is pretty simple. It's one of those games where you roll a lot on tables. So I figure we're just going to guide you guys through the character creation. The app does a fantastic job of doing it, but just, you know, so our listeners can follow along, I'm going to read all the things. So, everybody's got their character sheets or the app open.
Yep.
Alright, first thing, step one, roll stats. Characters have four stats, strength, speed, intellect, and combat. This is representing how well your characters act under pressure. This is not a, you know, all their attributes all the time. So somebody with low intelligence isn't stupid, or low intellects isn't stupid. They just kind of, you know, lose their head under pressure. So to do this, you will roll 2 10-sided dice, add them together, and then add 25 on top of that.
Oh, yeah.
Why is combat its own stat? That feels like... Oops. I don't know. What does that feel like?
I think it's a great simplification of things rather than like, oh, you attack with this weapon on dexterity. It's just all combat. If you're in a fight, no matter what weapon you're using, it's combat.
What if I'm tickling an opponent who falls over? Is that combat or is that intellect knowing where his
one thing about erogenous zones are? Mothership.
I think if you try to tickle something in Mothership, it'll just kill you.
Most likely.
Unless it's me.
Well, we can play that side quest
a little bit. So in Mothership, they direct you to make as few roles as possible. There are no social roles. You know, we are in a imaginary space, right? But it's modeled off the real world. So like lying and deception, like, is it believable? Like, just, you know, go with it. You don't need to roll for it. There's not a lot of...
That's interesting.
It says somewhere, and I'm trying to find the exact wording here.
All right.
Well, I'm slow.
Oh, I'm in the wrong book. That's why.
Oh. Wow. I just rolled the most useless character. I got a 95 in combat.
That's impossible.
So what happens when I get a 95?
You didn't get a 95. You got a 9 and a 5. Add 9 and 5.
These are 2d10s. Is not percentile dice.
Yeah, that's a different thing.
Percentile dice are a different thing.
What's 9 plus 5, dude?
I don't know.
14. I'm taking algebra.
Wait a minute. So the max, like, how come he's getting 50s and 30s?
No, that's a 39. And if I...
But if I'm doing it your way, the max I can have is 18.
No, because you add 25.
Oh, also, listen to the rules.
Also, okay, so again, 2d10, add them together. So if you get 10s, that's 20.
Yeah.
So 45 is
But
the
there's no
most.
10, there's only zeros. You said zeros are zeros.
That's for the
percentile
dice for stat checks. This is rolling up your stat number.
See, I got all sorts of confused.
So the highest attribute would be 45.
Okay.
If you rolled 2 10s.
Yes.
So I rolled a 7 and a 3, which is 10.
Yes.
Check my math.
Check.
And I add 25 to that. So that's
correct.
35.
Yes. The average, just so we can keep it clear, the average is 36.
I'm getting a lot of 30s. Not 30, the number 30, but numbers in 30.
Ba, 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 ba.
I mean, that is...
And the same for saves? Plus 10,
no.
Though.
Yes.
2d10s
so
plus
not,
10.
We're not
save.
At saves yet. Now, remember, roll up 2 characters.
Oh, mm-hmm. Fuck.
I'm doing 1 rolling, and I'm doing 1 on my phone on the app.
Smart.
Getting through it.
I like that.
Teamster. Who do I want the Teamster?
All right. Now we're not there yet.
You don't get to pick to be a Teamster. The Teamster life chooses you.
I got a little ahead.
We're still on the stats.
The app made it really fast. So
roll.
Yeah, that's
what
I'm doing.
That was really
but
easy.
I'm listening.
Wow. Okay.
Now,
and
so
don't do the saves.
The stats are your active stats. So when you say I do an action, there's going to be possibly a stat check. Right. That is an active check. A passive or reactive check are your saves. So when something happens to you, you will roll on your save stats, and there are 3 save stats. I guess we didn't say the original stats, but fuck it, we ball. Alright, so there are sanity, fear, and body.
Mm.
To roll up your save stats, you roll 2 10-sided dice, add them together, and then add another 10 on top of that.
This time I'm listening. And I got 27 sanity. You know how fucking sane I am? Try me. Exactly. I'm so fucking sane. But I have 18 fear, which I guess is kind of low.
Well, it could be like any most sports. You could have really high sanity, but that just means you're insane.
Important for those who don't know
how sanity works?
The Mothership game system. So when you do a check of one of your stats, you need to roll a percentile dice. So two D10s, but one is a 10s column and one is a 1s column. And you are looking to roll under your stat number. So the higher your stat, the more likely you're going to succeed.
Is body also how attractive I am? Because I got 28 on body.
That is not how it works. If you want to be attractive, that is up to you.
Well, I got a 28 on body, so I feel like I'm pretty sexy. What'd you get on body?
Everybody rolled their
You got a 16. Saves. You are fucking hard to look at.
Yes, sir.
All right. Step three
so is he.
Of Mothership character creation. Choose your class. There are four basic classes in Mothership.
I'll roll for it.
Each class comes with a stat bonus, stat and save bonus, and then you also have a specific trauma response. So the classes are Marines. They're handy in a fight, but whenever they panic, it may cause problems for the rest of the crew. Androids are terrifying and exciting addition to any crew. They tend to unnerve other crewmates with their cold inhumanity. Scientists are doctors, researchers, anyone who wants to slice open creatures or infected crew members with a scalpel.
Yum.
Teamsters are rough and tumble blue collar space workers, mechanics, engineers, miners, and pilots.
I kind of want to roll random for these. Do we have any d4s?
Absolutely. I did put all the d4s away just to clear up the table.
Schmart. Schmart. Wait. Oh, okay. There's a... Rip them all out. All right. Let's do my phone character first. That's going to be a scientist, folks. He's got pretty high intellect, too. Yo. I guess he gets a modifier.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So the scientist class gets plus 10 to intellect, plus 5 to one stat.
Nice.
And a plus 30 sanity save.
Let's add it to intellect, baby. Let's be fucking wicked smart.
Now, scientists, whenever you fail a sanity save, all close friendly players gain one stress.
Oh, sorry.
Is there, on the sheets that are provided, yes. Is there a reason that Android little circle is blacked in?
Or is it just from the website?
Yeah. Okay, there's no, like, secret reason for that.
And my other guy's a fucking Teamster. Huh? Fucking Teamster over here. His name's fucking Jimmy.
I forgot what all my stats on my phone were, so I'm just gonna send
Jimmy,
it.
Jimmy Mobred. You can call him Jimmy Ma or Jimma. Jimma! Oh!
Like, hey Ma?
No, like, hey Jimma. Jimmy
hey,
Ma. Mobred. Jimmy Ma. Jim Ma.
Hey, Ma.
Just say Ma.
Ma.
Hey, Ma. Oh.
Oh.
The guys on the line call him Ma because he takes care of everybody. Plus, he's got a body of 28, so he's a fucking stunner.
Fucking body.
He's a fucking stunner to look at. Oh, Jimmy. Oh. Should have been an actor, Jimmy, with a bod like that. Oh. What are you guys getting? Well, you're cheating up ahead of here, bud.
I'm just trying to get through this. We got to make two characters and then start playing.
My paper one is a scientist. I have not named him yet.
Name comes last.
Mm-hmm. And I think the other one I picked, Marine, on my phone.
Roll 1d10 plus 10 for your health.
All right. Step four is roll health. Characters can suffer a certain number of wounds before they die. Each class has a starting maximum wounds, and characters gain a wound when their health reaches zero. Roll one 10-sided dice, then add 10.
Oh,
record
shit.
The result as maximum health. Should have waited.
Well, I'm seeing him. I'm trying to copy his.
Don't try to copy
don't
me.
Don't copy him. This isn't a test.
And also, your 60 health there is incorrect.
Yeah, that can't possibly be.
1d10 plus 10. I got 6 plus 10 is 6.
Multiply by 10, right?
Oh! Listen. I wasn't hired because of my fucking brain. I was hired because of my body. All right? Come on. We know this. It's Jima.
All right, everybody got their health.
Mm-hmm.
Step 5 is gain stress. Character's current stress and minimum stress both start at 2.
What about wounds? Noted.
So, your base maximum wounds is 2. Some classes, like the android, for example, have +1 to max wounds.
Nice, nice,
Marines nice. Also have +1 to max wounds.
Hmm.
So unless you are a Marine or an android, you start with maximum number of wounds is 2. So you should write that down.
2.
All right.
Get out of my character sheet.
The next step, step 6, is note your trauma response. Each class deals with stress and panic differently, which comes into play later in the game. Mark your trauma response for future reference.
For panic, every close friendly player must take a fear save.
Mm.
Ooh.
For the whole close friends getting 1 stress.
Now.
What, are you going to make us all stressed?
No, the scientist one I think is funny. Whenever you fail a sanity save, all close friendly players gain 1 stress.
Yeah.
When you're like, I don't know what's going on.
Like, he's the scientist! He's supposed to know!
Exactly.
Oh, fuck! If he doesn't know!
Alright, step 7. Now this one's the meat. Shit. Each class comes with preloaded relevant skills, which help characters perform better at different challenges. Additionally, each class has a number of bonus skills to select. Now, to choose a skill, you must have at least 1 prerequisite skill. And there is a chart on your character sheet that outlines the prereqs.
Oh, so I start with industrial equipment, 0G. Just those two?
As a teamster?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. As a teamster.
And then you get to pick your bonus skills, which are...
You get 1 trained and 1 expert.
Oh.
So you can pick... So... From left to right, you know, trained skills add a +10, expert skills add a +15, master skills a +20. So, ooh, to choose your expert skill, you must have a prereq.
Listen, I feel like it's a bit classist to say the scientist gets to master a skill and the teamster doesn't.
They went to school.
So did the teamster.
Teamster is obviously the miner who, like...
Yeah, but there's no
the
such... There's,
and there, never went to class.
Unskilled labor is an illusion. Okay, you know how fucking hard it is to do certain manual labor jobs? That shit, it requires a mastery.
I know.
Fucking classist game you got me playing. Oh, he's gonna be fucking trained in linguistics. Linguistics about fucking taking your mother to bed. Oh!
Oh, oh.
Psychology? Yeah, I got a degree in fucking psychology. Psychology of getting in your mother's head. Theology. There's some really interesting skills here. Things that I would never think about if I was creating a character from scratch, you know?
I think it's very interesting the way it's laid out. And for folks at home, you can't really see this, but the character sheet is also a flowchart, which takes you through these steps. You can do it on the app. The app is very easy. And, you know, the book guides you through it. But just, like, looking at your character sheet, you follow the little arrows, and it explains how to fill it out. And the skills in their, you know, progressing tiers are connected by arrows. So, it's like a wiring diagram, almost, of how to put together a character. We'll talk more about this when we review this, but just getting set up, I think, is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to go through it.
So they have to be connected?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You need a prerequisite to have the expert and the master.
Okay, because I started as a scientist in the master.
Well, no, that's
and
true.
And was going backwards.
No. Well, you got your fucking PhD already? You got to get your undergraduate degree first, all right?
Enzo, that is correct. The scientist starts with 1 master skill, an expert skill, and a trained skill.
Right.
But they have to be in the same
But they have to be in the same... Okay, so right, I should have started... It should have...
Well, no. You can do it this way. So you chose...
But I have to go backwards now.
Planetology, yes.
To so these things.
Your choices of expert skills, if you still want this one, have to be ecology or astro mining, whatever that one
ecology.
Is.
Ecology?
Asteroid mining.
Who would get a degree in ecology?
Not me. I thought planetology was something different.
What did you think planetology was?
Like meteorology, like the weather. That's part of how what? As part of how it's planets get me.
How planets work.
Cosmo, let's check Shit. In on your skills.
All right.
We want to avoid the the fudge,
the whoopsie, the from whoopsie last time.
From last time,
you whoopsied.
Okay. Well, so on my first character, I have an android.
Okay.
Who has?
So that's linguistics, computers, mathematics.
Yep. And I got all that. And then the.
Did you go two trained or one expert?
What is
I
this?
Did, two trained.
Look, it's just like.
So okay. I took industrial no, equipment and jury rigging. Don't go
to okay, so you else. Have a total of five yeah, trained skills.
Yes.
You
got to
go mathematics. All right, that's
no,
a good
it
character.
Makes sense, but like if you knew mathematics, you'd go something else.
And then the second character I'm working on.
Trust me,
it's is
not, that's not the case. Listen, you get a degree in mathematics, that trains you to do
so
more
military
mathematics.
Military training.
We're going to start with military training athletics. I have selected a expert skill, wilderness survival.
You know,
wilderness survival.
Oh,
so I think
military training is a prereq for that, so yep. That's a good pick.
So I think this guy is like maybe he's no longer active duty, but that was his that's his background.
Sure.
I don't know what planet or asteroid we're going to be on, but he's that's kind of his thing. Is he like keeps people safe on the space frontier?
All right, those are good characters.
Oh, I get an extra
how
training
are we doing
skill
on your characters, Enzo and Sharif.
I took cunning linguist as a train skill.
Okay.
Sorry, linguistics.
All right, so your class is, which character is this?
I have two characters.
Yes.
One is Jimmy Mabrad, okay. the teamster with a great body.
Okay, as a teamster, you get industrial equipment 0G, train skills.
Yeah, because I'm pretty good at handling your mother's equipment. Yeah, I got industrial equipment, and I took mechanical repair just in case a car breaks down. And I took 0G because, you know...
Well, you have to.
I have to have 0G.
Yeah.
And I took Rimwise because, you know, it's a fucking tough world out there, but I know the streets.
Okay. So those are your trained skills. And then you get one expert skill?
Yes. Mechanical repair.
Mechanical repair. Industrial equipment is a prereq of that, so that's a good character. What's your second character?
Jimmy fucking No Brains. Actually, wait. That's my other character.
I don't... I'm mainly just... check in the skills, make sure it's...
Well, I'm doing this one on the app, so I don't think I could legally fuck it up.
Yeah, that's hard. But...
It doesn't let you advance unless you do the thing.
Yeah, you gotta do it correct.
You gotta, so I know you what your correct. Character has. Could you please tell me those skills?
Yeah, so I got a scientist, so this guy's a bit of a dweebazord. So he's
a master, an expert, and a trained.
Yeah, he's got zoology, because he likes looking at bugs like a freak.
Okay.
Then pathology, because naturally once you look at weird things, you look at even weirder things.
Mm-hmm.
Then exobiology, which actually might be helpful
right
at some point.
The line. Yeah. All right. And then a bonus train skill.
That I don't know yet. I'm still figuring that out.
Okay.
Maybe archaeology, because it's useless, and he went to college for so long that he would eventually study something useless.
Sure, for fun.
Yeah. Maybe art or archaeology. Let's do archaeology, because it's fucking useless. All
right. Enzo.
Yes. I have two characters, as per request. I have a scientist who had interest in geology that led them to ecology.
Okay.
And then they got a master's in planetology.
Sweet.
All ologies. And let's see if I can sneak in, because he's getting a lot of... Sharif is getting a lot of mom... your mother jokes in. So my other character is
what?
A Marine.
Sorry, I was texting your mother.
Damn it! Who's trained in athletics and military training, and he's expert in hand-to-hand with your mother. Fuck, it was forced.
Yeah, those are my two.
Could you say that one a little, the second one a little slower? The
second one is a Marine, so... Marine started with
athletics
and military training, and is expert skill in handling hand to hand your mother.
All right, that's a good character. All right, step 8.
Damn it.
Is roll loadout, trinket, and patch.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Y'all listening at home, the trinkets and patches are such a fucking cool part of the writing of this game.
Now, loadouts are class specific. So roll a d10, and I will tell you your loadouts.
I did mine on the app.
Yeah, the app will do it, but you can do fucking
So my loadout is a 10 for my scientist.
For a scientist, that is a hazard suit, which gives you a armor point value of 5.
It's pretty good because your mother had beans for dinner.
I had beans for dinner.
Trank pistol with 3 shots.
Cool.
Trank. It's good because your mother's a fucking freak.
Sometimes she gotta go to bed, man, you know? I'm not sure what you're trying to do with her while she's asleep. It's
you said a trank gun? On the play.
Trank pistol.
Trank. Okay.
A bioscanner.
Don't.
And a sample collection kit.
Don't. Don't do it.
It's already full.
Oh!
Sharif?
I rolled a fucking number 1. What do you want to do about
For
it?
For which?
My fucking Jimmy, Teamster.
For Teamster, a 1 is a vac suit.
Yeah, that's right.
AP of 3.
What's AP?
Armor points of 3.
I just spelled suit with a P.
That's how I spelled it.
You have a revolver with 6 rounds.
Ooh.
A crowbar.
Damn, you got a gun? I guess I have a trank gun.
I got a crowbar? Fuck yeah.
And a flashlight.
Oh!
That's cool. Mr. Rob, your mother!
Look who's fucking Jimmy on the spot with a body and a crowbar!
Mr. Rob, your mother.
I rolled mine on the app, so for my Marine, I got a machine gun with a heads-up display and advanced battle dress. It didn't tell me what number it was.
That has to be scary.
So you have advanced battle dress,
mm-hmm.
general-purpose machine gun.
Yep.
And HUD?
Yep.
Alright, that is this number right here. So, an advanced battle dress gives you 10 armor points.
Noted.
General purpose machine gun with 1 can of ammo.
Mm-hmm.
And an HUD.
Yep.
Oh, shit.
And then for my android, I got a revolver, comms, a vac suit, and a satchel. Don't know what number that one is. Either.
Vac suit, armor AP or AP of 3.
Yep.
Revolver with 12 rounds, long range comms, and satchel.
Mm-hmm.
Your guy's second character.
I did it on
the app
for my Marine, and my random loadout was a FN slug, frag grenade, and battle dress. I'm assuming the app's gonna have all that.
Yeah, when you complete your character.
So.
Tells you
we'll just see what it is.
What we didn't do trinkets are coming.
Sharif, your second character?
Is a scientist with crew attire, a med scanner, a screwdriver, doesn't say if it's Phillips or Flathead,
That's
and a
important.
Vaccine, one dose.
It probably switches around.
Yeah, it's sci-fi.
It's one of those ones where you take it out.
It's not very sci-fi. It's not very sci-fi.
Well, not like you take it out, put it back in. It's like probably like you pull it out a little bit and then like flip it and then it like sucks back in.
With
to
a
where
magnet.
It's like Whereas,
well, if it's got a magnet, it's pretty sci-fi.
Well, you know, it's like that, and then you like spin it, and then like sink it back.
For
in.
Trinkets,
I like
they can't. The viewers can't see that.
Yeah, but I can see what you're doing, and it makes no sense.
Yeah, yeah, that's what your mother said.
Y'all,
no!
Roll your trinkets.
Oh, sorry.
For trinkets, you roll a D100.
There's 100 different trinkets.
Yes.
That's kind of crazy.
They're fun.
It bring you good luck out there in the void, or at
so
least give you
all,
something to talk about on your next shore leave.
All the viewers at home who don't know how to roll 100,
so
why don't you walk us through that?
Actually, that might not have been on air. So, the mothership system says a D100, zeros count as zero. So if you roll 3 zeros, that is a 0, not 100. It's a 0 to 99 array.
Percentile array.
So you rolled 88.
88, baby, for my scientist.
And matters not for the trinkets, but when we roll stat checks, doubles like that, 88, that is a critical. So if it's a critical fail or success, depends on your, you know, stat that you're trying to roll under. But it's doubles or critical.
Okay.
So 88 is a pith helmet.
A what?
Pith helmet.
Pith
helmet.
Pith. T-H?
It is yep. a...
Pith. Like orange pith.
Yeah, pith.
Not a MILF helmet?
Not a MILF helmet.
Here. It's a weird one.
Is it a...
Oh, it's like a safari helmet.
Yeah.
Hey, yo!
Yo, dude.
I rolled a 44.
Another critical. How about that?
Critical
again,
fail.
Again, matters not for trinkets. You have a campaign poster from your home planet.
A campaign of what?
Whatever.
What do you want it to
a
be?
A political campaign, a environmental campaign.
My campaign of Enzo's mother's... What?
Cosmo?
All right, so I did it on the app again. My Marine got a stylish cigarette case.
Nice.
And my Android has a little booklet, Zen and the Art of Cargo Arrangement.
Nice. And my scientist has a desiccated husk doll. Not sure what that means, but it's creepy. And he likes studying weird bugs, so it makes sense.
My Marine has a titanium toothpick.
Nice.
Nice. Never goes dull, baby. Got some fucking ronky chonkers on
that
guy.
That is sustainable as fuck. That's
true.
Fun.
It's true. All right. Too sustainable for Marine.
Patches. So
he's a conscious Marine.
A patch is something you have sewn onto your clothing or gear. Whether this patch has significant meaning or not is entirely up to you. Again, you roll a D100.
My patch is already generated.
For one of them.
And then I accidentally rolled twice, and there was one in there that I really liked.
That's great. Could you tell me what they are? And
so,
listeners.
For my scientist, I can't fix stupid. I feel like that's very good.
That's good for science.
And for Jimmy Mobred, the fucking teamster with a bod, his patch says, keep well lubricated. And I feel like that really speaks to the person that he is with his pronouns of A and O.
Nice.
Keep well lubricated.
So, I rolled 58 for my scientist.
58 is... Live free and die.
Nice.
That is so science-y.
That's it.
And on the app I rolled for my Marine, eat the rich.
Nice.
That's cool.
Which is, I love that for him.
I like
or her. I haven't decided yet.
Nice.
All right, now that we have loadouts, trinkets, and patches.
Hang on, I need to change one of mine, because my Marine also had keep well lubricated, and since... One of Sharif's character has it. I want a different one. I know we could have bought the same one at the same store or whatever, but...
There's only 100 in the universe.
There's 100 in the booklet, and I want to kind of see another one.
It's true.
But there's only 100 patches. It makes sense that you guys would have the same one.
All right. That is 18.
Space isn't that big, right?
Space isn't that big.
18. Queen of Hearts.
Queen of Hearts.
Oh.
It's not as funny as Keep Well Lubricated, but...
It's not nearly as funny as Keep
It's
Well
more,
It's not even the same league. Yeah.
It sounds like a lame
Actually,
thing.
Actually, it's not funny
into.
At all.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it is a thing, a dumb thing. All right.
All right, now, the last step. Finishing. Write your character's name and pronouns. Mark a 0 above high score.
Oh.
Nice. Player name. I don't know if I can want to put my real name on this sheet. I won't disclose that information.
All right. Do you have something in mind for how we... Do you want us to randomize or just pick which one we're going to be playing as first and which one's our backup?
I was going to leave that up to you.
Okay. I'm going to start as the Marine, because if she dies and the other guy takes over, that's kind of more dramatic. Like if she dies in the first act. We'll see how that goes.
What is her name?
Saz.
Sharif, who's going to be your first character?
Scientist goes first. Her name is Gretchen Weston. Or Wetch.
Enzo, your first character?
My first character is Jackie Palmer. She, her.
Okay.
And then I forgot a bonus train skill for her.
We literally went through... How did that happen?
Because I didn't read... Well, I read the bonus thing, and then I got distracted by probably a mother joke, and...
There
we are.
That happens.
I remember what it was. It was theology.
Theology.
That was her bonus train skill.
Oh, weapons. Weapons. Well, I don't have any weapons. I'm a scientist. What do I need a weapon for? I use my fucking brain. I use my brain.
All right. So, the mission. It is taking place on... Sasma 6. Alright, what you know is you are going to be paid 2 months salary, 1 month hazard pay, transportation to and from Sasma 6, as well as one hazard suit, a SMG with 3 magazines, a first aid kit, and a stim pack.
For each of us.
Per crew member.
Yo! Wait, can I get that again?
If I already have a hazmat suit, do I get something else?
No.
Okay.
How armor works. What do you want?
Someone to write something down.
On your phone? Doesn't have a notes column? Doesn't it?
Does. I just don't like it.
The back of your character sheet is blank.
That's because I didn't write anything there yet.
Yeah, but that means it's a space you could put notes, my guy.
2M, what's 2M Solarary?
I have not seen it. There it is. Oh.
Oh, 2 million salary.
Yeah.
Two month. 2 month salary. I like handwriting better. All right,
so how armor works, because you guys have an extra hazard suit.
Mm-hmm.
So armor directly subtracts the damage that you are dealt. When something does more than your armor, it destroys your armor.
Mm.
So if you take, for example, if you have a hazard suit, which I believe is an armor points value of 5,
mm-hmm.
if you take 3 damage, you suffer no damage. But if you take 6 damage, you take 1 damage, 1 hit of health,
and no more hazard suit.
No more hazard suit. It is broken.
Mm. And you said a med pack too? Sorry.
First aid kit and a stim pack.
On the app, should I buy the hazard suit?
Yes. There is a starting credit.
Oh, free. Do I get it for free, or it's because it's part of the job?
Yeah.
Okay.
There is a starting credits, but that is useless for this starting adventure.
There's an SMG that came with this as well, right?
Yeah, the SMG cost $1.
With or 3 magazines.
What's the unit of money?
Credits. That's 1 kilo credit.
What's the damage on
1,000 credits.
Oh, killer credit. Oh.
Damage in 3 mags.
3 mags.
Do I add that in equipment? Ammo SMG, yeah, okay, cool.
And seeing if this screen has weapons, it does not. So we go to the book.
Oh,
the book.
What happened?
You hit dark mode.
We're good. No, I hit the
submachine screen. Gun. It's long range, does 2d10 of damage. Shots in a magazine is 5, and it inflicts gunshot wounds and can be fired one-handed.
Cool.
Does it recommend that you start this little mod or module with 2 characters per player, or are we just kind of ripping?
It recommends. It says roll up some spares.
Ooh. We go on die.
We might. But that's part of the game.
Not Gretchen, though. She's too good. Gretch.
Alright, so that is the payment for this mission. You will get a briefing here in just a second. But there's a research facility that has gone dark. There's a timeline, and this is just stuff you as players would know. So 10 years ago, the company detected signs of biochemistry on Sasma 6 and decided to send a team to investigate. 1 year ago, so 9 years later, a skeleton crew of researchers, engineers, and marines arrived on Sasma 6 to establish Greta Base and Haran Terraforming Station. They discovered a species of anthropod, labeled them carcinids, or carks, and proceeded to terminate them on site. Mm. 9 months ago, the colonists captured a kark larva for experimentation and study. 6 months ago, Greta Base ceased all communications. 3 months ago, the company hired you. And it has been 3 months of transit, hence the 2 month salary and 1 month hazard pay. And 6 weeks ago, you guys entered the Sasma system and have not been able to connect with Greta Base. It is unresponsive to Haran. So, we will start in just a second after I go pee.
Woo!
All right, welcome back.
That was such a quick pee.
Yes.
That was really quick. Are you okay?
There were some discussions about the equipments and stuff, so I figured we just hit that before I went into my whole monologue thing and, you know.
Okay.
Finding the equipment page. Yo, where that equipment page at, dog?
I'm gonna get a bug kill with my screwdriver. All right,
so a med kit, a first aid kit, an assortment of dressings and treatments to help stop bleeding, bandage cuts, and treat other minor injuries. A stem pack cures cryo sickness, reduces stress by 1, restores 1d10 of health, grants advantage to all rolls for d10 minutes.
Wow.
If you roll under the amount of doses you've taken in the past 24 hours, make a death save. So, for example, if you use 3 stem packs and then use another one and you roll a d10, under 4, you have to roll a death save.
And you might die.
There's always consequences. So that's what your mother told me. Do too many drugs.
Right, and just for, what's that called? Cohesiveness? That's not it, but, so, damage and, combats. Alright, so, to make a combat check, you roll a, D100 percentile against your combat stat. Alright, when you take damage, like I said, if you have armor, it goes to the armor first. And then if it's over that armor is destroyed. When you reach your maximum health, you take a wound, and there's a wound table that you roll on. Once your character reaches maximum wounds, you make a death save. And the wounds are, pretty nasty. There's a table here, so...
Read off one of them.
All right, so a major injury from bleeding... Damage, fingers and toes severed, bleeding +3.
Ooh. That's gonna come back up.
Like all of them at once?
No, just that. Well, that one specifically, that wound, that's coming back up.
It's Chirkov's wound.
Because you asked for it.
Yeah.
So, bleeding, as you know, it's intuitive, right? It means you take 1 damage for every round until the bleeding is stopped, right? If you have a bleeding of +3, that means you take 3 damages. Every round until the bleeding is stopped.
And you lose 3 fingers.
What? Alright, are we good on
you don't need them.
That?
You don't need them. You're better without them.
I think I'm good.
That's what your mother said.
Oh!
You're fucking... Jimmy's gonna fucking snap
on you. Alright, so you have entered the orbit of Sasma 6. Alright, you are woken out of cryostasis. And it is Oops, that's the wrong page. Sorry. All right, whatever. We rip it. All right. So, just like the movies. Oh yeah, we're going.
Yeah, pop one.
Actually, I'm almost at pop. Almost
rip
at
it then.
Pop station six. Oh, squirter.
Yeah, that's a Miller High Life. You heard the difference.
Listen, you guessed it right.
They didn't give us any money. You don't plug them on the show.
Oh no, I'm just letting people know because I know Brian likes them.
Coming out of cryo sleep is just as miserable as you may expect. Your skin feels a little pink and raw, and it's sticky and like it's hard to breathe. You gotta restart the systems, right? Now the corporate liaison who is running this mission, Mass, hands out stem packs. Yeah, MAAS.
Oh, Mass.
So I said.
Mass.
So, he hands out stem packs for those of you who are feeling a little extra sick, if you so wish.
Are we currently playing both characters or just the one character we picked?
Assume that whatever one character does, the other character is just hanging around.
Jimmy,
this
no
is not
bitch.
Specifically a time for role playing. So, if you take the stem pack, your cryo sleep sickness goes away instantly. Otherwise, you know, you got a pretty bad hangover. Imagine that you have a hangover. There's a little mission briefing. And for those of you with hangovers, you know, it's miserable. You got to sit in a hot room and.
Jackie takes the stem pack for sure then.
Saz is taking the stim.
I think Gretchen would take the stim because she's a little science bitch. But fucking Jimmy ain't taking no stim.
So, here's the mission. He goes over the timeline again. So everyone's clear on that. And here are the mission priorities. First, rendezvous with Second Lieutenant Kaplan, who's the Marine commander on the colony, and assist them with repairing the situation. Re-establish satellite communications and get the terraformer back online. If all else fails, priority evacuation of Dr. Edom, the mission specialist, as well as the colony's synthetic science officer, Hinton, or at least retrieve his logic core.
Hintum, his name?
Hinton.
Hinton.
All other personnel are expendable.
But we can't get... We're not in touch with Kaplan right now, no?
Correct.
There's no comms.
But we know Kaplan's there.
He was the commanding officer.
Of the entire base or like a recent mission?
Of the entire colony.
Yo. I imagine Hinton is an android if we're going to be ejecting cores out of his brains.
Yeah, they said synthetic science officer.
And Edom's a real human?
Yes. The mission specialist.
Human.
Crikey.
All right. Do the dropship. The dropship is a... Not in disrepair, but well used. It's got years worth of smells in there of sweaty marines and, you know, other, you know, unwashed bodies.
Space guys. Dirty space guys.
Ew. Space guys.
How long was the cryo sleep? Because honestly, Jackie might be a little... I don't know.
Once.
You're horny.
I think everyone's a little horny.
No, we're all freaked out about space bugs. What do you mean?
Well, you gotta live in, you know, on a geological timescale, Jackie starts explaining to you, like, we're such a tiny, like, fraction, so you gotta kind of live in the moment. That's how I see it.
Listen, there ain't never been a bug too big to stop me being horny.
What's that accent? Where are you from?
I'm from, you know, bloody... Klexar 12.
Of course. Okay, thank you. Audience, I will not be doing an accent tonight.
We'll see how if mine sticks around. But
so the drop ship
already a mess.
Detaches from your ship, the Metamorphosis.
Ooh, that's the name of our ship?
Yeah.
Sexy name.
How? What's the word?
Nobody knows.
On the nose?
Yeah, on the nose. What's
and
the face?
Breaks Sasma 6 Atmo. There is a tropical storm above the Ooh. Terraforming colony, and as you go further and further into it, the ship starts to creak and shake a little bit more, and you know, yeah, it's getting jostled around. All of a sudden, there's a loud and then alarms start blaring.
Whoops.
And the pilot is straining at the controls. This is a perfect time to roll a fear save.
Ooh. Trying to get under.
Yep.
Well, that's what Jesus Christ.
So we roll
percentile.
And this is the tens column, this is the
ones.
That is correct.
Well, I'm not gonna get under an 18. That'd be kind of miraculous.
Oh, I got
I got a 1. Let's go.
I got a 16.
We're not phased at all.
Wait, we have to roll in for every character?
Saz failed.
No, just for your main character.
Okay.
Alright, Gretchen. Well, actually, probably Jimmy. What do you mean by main character?
The one you're
Jackie
playing right
thinks
now.
About what it would be like to be crushed by plate tectonics, and this is nothing.
Wow. Mental what fucking calibration.
58,
like that.
So that is a failure.
Alright, so that is one stress.
Well, I feel great right now.
Jimmy.
Those of you who succeeded in your fail save, maintain your fear. You don't let it show, whether or not you have it. It doesn't cause you any stress.
I think Jackie maybe pulls her pith hat a little tighter.
Don't love this.
In addition to your three main characters, you have the other three side characters and a complement of four Marines.
Oh.
At the drop. The plan is to drop, send a advanced team, which consists of you three and one Marine, and the rest hang back at the ship until the situation is assessed.
Do we have to go by those rules?
Yes.
Okay.
So, you come through the atmospheric storm to the landing site. You come down, and it, like, you know, pops the airlock, just, like, classic style, like, and, just torrential downpour. The landing zone itself is a little, like, modular prefab platform, choked with, you know, vines and growth of the, jungle. It appears, completely deserted.
For my brain, is it normal, like, Earth atmosphere? Not atmosphere, but, like, gravity?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it safe to breathe, or are we in our...
It is safe to breathe.
Okay. And that was known before the drop and everything, so, like, we're
yes.
not wearing environment or, you know, vacuum suits. Well, Jackie immediately looks for a rock. Little rock and, like, wants to slip it in her sample kit.
All right. Sass
gonna get away from the dropship and do a little perimeter sweep.
All right. You find a, you know, several good sample specimens. There's a, you know, it's shitloads of mud, right? It's been raining for a while, and it's, you know, just a wet, you know, jungly planet right now in the midst of a terraforming. perimeter check.
Yes, sir.
So, hold on, let me see how far away the Greta base is where you were trying to get to. From the landing site, you can see the installation of Greta base. say to your east. It's a short, muddy trek over there, but you do notice that there are deep tread tracks in the thick mud, and not too far away from the landing site, there's a fork in the deep treads. Mm. One goes directly towards Greta Base, and the other one kind of goes into the jungle.
Do we have a contact or rep for this contract, or
mass?
That's right. Yes. Okay. So I wanna hit them up and just ask them.
Communications with the Metamorphosis have ceased since you came down.
As soon as we got down.
Fact. Before we do more operations outside the ship, I think Jimmy's gonna go over to our little pilot. What's his name? Doesn't matter. I'm gonna call him Jack.
Nope. His name is Anders.
All right, I'm gonna go up to him and be, "Hey, Jack. It seems like you're not. You got a little bit of fucking bump on the way down with the lump. So can I take a look at what we got working out under the hood? Maybe I can pop a little bit of mechanical repair and see what's going on, because not the smoothest landing I've ever been a part of. I've seen smoother."
I thought you were the scientist right now.
No, if I have to choose a main character, it's gonna be fucking Jimmy.
Okay.
Listen, buddy. Name's Anders, and the ship's in fine condition. I suggest you stick to your mission. You're on the clock.
Well, if the ship's in fine condition, maybe you just fucking suck at flying then.
Hey,
because you got my boy over here. Says,
maybe we just go take it up and do a little practice and leave you here
says,
in this fucking rock.
Smacks him on the shoulder. Listen, shut up. We want him to be able to still or take us off world.
Well, they're on the ship.
That's exactly what I want to make sure the ship's in good condition to fly us off this fucking
and
planet.
It might be a little more important.
A sample.
The bloody pilot be in good condition. And also still here.
I can leave him in enough condition so he can fly us out of here, but he maybe needs to get his little fucking head turned around a little bit.
And is... Sorry, mate. We're getting out of here. Into the jungle. Come on. I start shoving him.
During the ship stuff, after Jagger grabbed a couple rock samples, I'd like to... Jaggy would like to pull her bio scanner out and just like do a boop, 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 boop. I don't know if it's like the alien one where it's just like I gotta. If it's the alien one. Come on, viewers, you know what I'm talking about. You guys know what I'm talking about. Yeah, where it's like the.
A bio scanner. Like it's long range, allows the user to scan for signs of life, can tell the location of signs of life. But not what that life is.
Oh, so it's
blocked
alien
by
one.
Some materials at the warden's discretion. For those of you, this is the first time the warden's come up. Game master is warden. The warden is game master.
Nice.
Dane is the warden. I should have been the warden head.
The
fuck!
Warden. Yeah, run it back. Start it over. As we're walking
start
away,
start the whole recording
well,
over.
Yeah. You guys can fix it in post.
It's true.
Yeah.
As he's pushing away from the ship, I'm gonna point to my patch that says "Keep well lubricated" and talk to Jack and be like, "Hey, your mother, all right? Oh." Make
Anders,
sure
Anders gives you a finger.
Fucking Jack.
Scanner. Let's see exactly how long range is. Do a quick check. Long range. This has been the entire round or longer to get to. Rifles are effective, but handguns. Okay. So the facility of Greta Base is out of long range. So, scanning the jungle, your bio scanner picks up a full blanket of like life, and you're like, oh yeah, the jungle.
Well, since I have an expert skill in ecology, can I?
Yes.
Can the scanner give me more? Can I read the scanner better to like
maybe
discern like life versus like plant life versus
sure.
animal?
You combine that with hearing the sounds of certain organisms,
it's,
and you can.
He said it
out.
Was raining.
You can still hear in
I
rain.
Think that's the main
so
thing we're hearing.
You
rain.
You look at you read the scanner well enough to know that like yeah okay there's a shitload of plant life out there, but not much else. I mean, there's probably some creepy crawlies, but like those
ooh
aren't popping up on your scanner.
From the
and by creepy crawlies,
yeah,
I mean
yeah
literal, you know, cricket-sized bugs.
Okay. From the briefing, was there any good info about like the I don't know roughly
carks
the size of the carks?
Yes, big.
Big. So okay.
Nice.
So basically, like that's what I'm kind of was looking for.
Yes, there are no signs of Karks.
So I tell our... sorry, who is yours cause?
Saz.
Is the name of the planet.
Marine?
Yes.
Marine?
Nope, Teamster.
Teamster. And then we got another Marine with us. So I was like, hey, boys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, who's our add-on Marine?
Hugo.
Hugo. Jack?
Huge Jackman? Well, I tell the boys, hey, boys, no big creepy crawlies, at least around this area. So
your mom's still at home.
Well, she's on a different planet, and she's dead, so let's tread carefully.
That's not bloody fair.
You're ruining all the fun.
That's what your mom said last night. Hey, careful.
Jackie? Well, you are Jack, so...
I'm Jackie.
Well,
so I think we should head straight, you know, get going towards the base. I'll take point. Oh. I don't mind, but I just want some backup because I'm not really shooty. I'll shoot the
scanner.
Well, I like rocks and shit.
How dark is it?
I'll take point. I got a bigger gun.
I'll come up behind with my little scanner.
Rain has put a darkness, it's like just a cloudy, rainy day. So it's dim but not dark.
Oh, it's daytime.
Yes.
What's the acidity? What's the pH of the rain?
I'm gonna say lower than normal.
All right. Yeah, I know what that means.
So more acid.
More acid.
Don't lick the rain.
Don't drink it. Yeah. Sorry, I gotta write some names down. Jimmy Buffoon over here.
Oh.
Hugo.
Oh.
What was? Did you throw something at me?
No, you just knocked something over on yourself.
Yeah, Jimmy.
I think we traverse towards the station.
Jimmy and Sig?
Saz.
Saz. With a Z?
Yep.
Alright, so you follow the deep treads in the mud.
Can we take a little stop at the fork in the road?
Sure.
What's your scientist's name?
Jackie.
Fucking A, guys.
Sorry.
Or
we're starting
Dr. Palmer.
There's fucking two
Dr.
people.
Dr. Palmer,
here.
If it's on a paper, but I just go by Jackie.
Jack. We're going to call you Jack, all right?
Jackie, can you point your bloody doohickey down there and see if you see anything worth seeing before we pass this by?
That was so unscientific, but I will do those things that you asked for.
I'll point me gun this way.
I'll do another. Does the scanner, I guess you didn't have any rolls for it before.
That is correct. So, it is suggested. Oops. I dog-eared the wrong fucking page. like I had mentioned either on air or off the air, but I definitely mentioned it tonight. Mothership suggests minimizing rolls when possible.
Love it.
I think it's in the other book that
So similar thing, Jack.
Low stakes, mundane, and something that you reasonably can do, you don't need a roll for it.
Yeah.
But trying to defuse a bomb with a gun to your head, you're going to roll for it.
Yeah. So then I do a similar thing, understanding that there's a lot of jungle and just biomass, looking for any of the big creepy crawlies or, clearly humanoid.
Human would be important too.
Human would also, get a scan of what we look like on the scanner, feel like I know that, and then looking for other stuff. Scan it again. Which way did Sid Saz want me to kind of look for it? We're headed towards the base, right?
Yeah, so there's a straight track towards the base, and then there's a fork in the path, and there's tread marks.
Oh. You want the tread marks scanned?
No.
No, to the base.
The tread marks are tread marks in the mud. I want you to scan down that other pathway where it forked off.
Well, I'll
just
scan
see if there's anything
ways.
Over there.
I'll scan both ways, and with the tread marks, I'll look for something that's where there is no biomass, where it's an empty space.
Oh,
that's smart.
Because it is long range.
What would that mean to you scientifically?
I think I would see it as a rock. But also a vehicle or something down there.
It might not be a rock. It might be an empty vehicle.
Would be I don't exactly know how this scanner is scanning and what the...
You're the scientist.
I know, and it's also the game made up the bioscanner. So I'm trying to interpret it.
How many ologies do you have?
Three.
Oh my god.
I have four.
Sorry. Oh Christ.
I forgot I have theology.
Listen, just tell me what you need me to whack
the
my
scanner
crowbar.
Reads the same.
Still like no big stuff. Can I... Yeah, my idea of like empty space of like a vehicle maybe down the track.
I mean like the track itself has...
No, not the track itself. Like I know that's not what the bioscanner would do. I mean like its readout coming like... I'm imagining it's like a radar bouncing back. So if it hit something, came back, and it wasn't biomass, that would show up on the scanner.
Yes.
Does anything show up?
The base.
Just the base.
Yes.
Nothing down the track road with the tracks. Okay.
Which, how far, how, what's the angle which that leads away from the base? Does it look like it's going like the opposite direction or is it like circumventing the base?
It looks like it's going around to the base, just not the front entrance.
All right. Let's keep going.
Okay. Well, falling behind Saz, I keep, you know, scanning around us as we come up to the base.
We go in the front door or the rear entrance?
We're going the straightest way to the base. That's our priority.
I also wrote the priority.
Find Kaplan.
Our priority is not wander around in the jungle. So
yeah, but there's probably so many. Hugo is
starting to shiver, and it's like, yeah, I'd like to get inside. This rain cast sucks.
Hugo. All right, let's go.
We know his worth.
Hugo, you gotta act tougher around these fucks.
We're gonna give you a lot of shit for it, Hugo.
Jackie rolls her eyes so hard.
All right, so you continue straight.
Yes.
Towards Greta Base. You come upon Greta Base. The path that you were following leads to the airlock. Obvious that it's an airlock. Rust creeps over the large metal door, and it is closed.
Rusty already?
Yeah.
Fuck.
It's been there like 9 years.
Oh. Any lights?
No. Dead as dead can be.
Is there a fence line?
No.
What other tracks do we see at the door?
None. Like the tracks that you were following.
Are there any tracks that go?
No.
That way?
Mm-mm.
What else do we see when I walk up to the door and do that? For viewers, I'm doing the look both ways.
Look both ways.
The road.
You see rainy jungle. And the base has a non-conforming like outline. So like, you know, the airlock goes in and then like, you know, ka-chunk and then like ka-chunk, ka-chunk, ka-chunk. And like, you know, it's a module base.
Are there any windows?
No.
Sad place to live.
Not by the airlock.
I try and force the door.
All right. How do you do that?
I just... First try, I just sling my gun and try and, like, get my fingers in it and pull it open. Does it slide, like...
What if it slides like this?
For viewers! Yeah.
Horizontally or... whichever way it slides, I just try and get my fingers in the gap. Give it a yank.
All right.
Could be an ellipse.
It is too strong for you to yank over, yank by yourself.
Could be a schvink.
Hey, one of you bloody get in here and fucking help me yank.
Do you think if you can't yank it,
you think two of us are going to yank it together? Yeah, maybe two.
How about Jimmy, you
have a fucking crowbar.
Listen,
it.
How about you do a fucking lap, all right? Jesus
You got
Christ.
Something else?
I got a fucking brain I could use.
All right, I step back.
I say we do a lap around the facility and then come back to the door.
Jackie's actually, she agrees, like, if they're not responding to anything, why would they be in here anyway? Like,
let's pop a quick lap. See what's popping around both sides of the building.
I push the scanner like at the door and like.
Yeah, what do you see? What does she see when she scans at the door?
You see a metal door. The scanner does not go through the door.
Okay,
all right.
How about we break in 2-2, and pop a quick lap around the building.
Whatever gets us out of this fucking rain fastest.
All right, Hugo. I'm not going with Hugo.
I'll go with Hugo. Hugo, come with me. You're a little bitch.
Hugo, keep her alive. You keep Hugo from being a bitch.
Eric.
I'll do my best. Hugo, let's go. Don't worry. I got a scanner. Nothing's going to creep up on us.
Hang on. Before they leave, I want to sync them to my heads-up display so I can see their body cams.
Okay. Oh,
that's smart.
You have that?
That's what my heads-up display does.
The transmission is a little garbled, like there's an interfering signal, but you get clear enough picture.
It wouldn't be dramatic if it was clear as day.
Yeah.
All right. Of
course. Which way...
Jimmy, stay behind me.
All right, Suggs.
Which way does Jackie go?
Whichever way is...
left or right?
Downhill.
Left.
I want to go downhill.
Saz goes left.
That will be right, then.
We go right.
All right. So walking around the perimeter, you do come to some bulkheads with windows, but they're all, like, you know, murky and muddy. Looks like they haven't been cleaned.
Looking...
So
well, I think
the lights
Jackie,
are off, Jack, and it's impossible to see in there.
Jackie's more interested in, like, the outside than, like, you know, the thing that was
the mission.
She's still on board with the mission, but, like, a little more interested in, like, you know, whatever this thing was came from out there, not inside.
What do you mean, this thing?
The Karks. The thing that's, like, this... Mm-hmm. The monster on the planet.
We don't know there's a monster.
Well, we don't know it's a monster. It's probably its planet.
They could just be playing... They could just be playing a really good game of hide-and-seek.
Well, we're not together. I'm talking to Hugo. Hugo and... Hugo should be hopefully looking for, like, I don't know, any broken windows or stuff on the building, because he wants to get inside, is my thought.
Yeah.
But Jackie's kind of all on board with, like, looking around the ground and, like, the plant life and, like, stuff around, looking for maybe, with the bioscanner, also, like, maybe weird anomalies of, like seeing the jungle, seeing that stuff, so looking for, and we know it's kind of in a bug-like creature, so I don't know, webs, little eggs,
little eggs.
I've never seen Alien.
Fucking
I don't know what that movie
is. Random toes on the ground, you know,
but just like slime trails.
Nothing out of the ordinary.
What about just visually? Like, is it or is it the rain? Does the rain hamper
it's,
it?
It's a gross, muddy jungle.
Okay.
All right, so you and Hugo work your way around, you know, the downhill, and you go around the non-uniform perimeter, and, like, you know, there's modules and, like, weird sticks, you know, stick outs of the facility. Eventually, it starts going back uphill, so you've guessed that you probably, you know, made it halfway around. Meanwhile, Saz and Gretchen.
Jimmy.
You said Gretchen. I know.
That was before you used the word main character.
It's Saz. I thought
we were going to be doing doobies. Like, I thought we were going to be running doobies. Do you think Gretchen is as salty as this? Gretchen's proper as shit.
I don't fucking know, man.
She's a scientist.
All right. Saz and Jimmy.
Yes.
You guys work your way around. Same kind of deal. You come to... some bulkheads that have windows in them, totally
can I
murky.
Flashlight?
Yeah, it's just slimy.
Slimy?
Yeah.
Outside or inside?
Outside.
Can we script that shit off?
Yeah, and it's also kind of gross inside. You cannot see inside.
What do you think that is?
I mean...
From what you can see through the muck...
Jungle.
It looks...
So on the inside.
The windows that you look through have no activity. There's... You know, bits of furniture in disarray, and, like, definitely no lights or no movement.
Any signs of, like, a struggle? Any signs of, like, somebody, like, ran or knocked shit over on purpose?
I mean, you knew
purpose?
Something was wrong.
Yeah, but, you know, what do we see, like, blood?
No, not at this point. So, you guys make it around.
There's gonna be blood.
You come to... Hey, I recognize those treads.
Mm.
Oh.
You find a track that comes out of the jungle and goes into what you can assume is, like, the garage entrance of Greta Base.
Some sort of vehicle bay? Is it closed?
Yes. It has, you know, the overhead rolly doors.
Yeah.
Nice. For viewers at home.
Yeah.
Overhead rolly doors.
An uppy downy
a garage.
Garage door.
There's
motion.
Big piles of mud on the sides of the tracks.
What do you mean by big piles of mud?
There's piles of mud.
Like, from a big tracked vehicle going through.
Not like people piled the mud for any reason?
Would you
or
like to
bug.
Look at the mud a little closer?
Yeah. I'm going to flashlight the
fuck,
mud.
I want to be over there.
investigating the mud,
that's where the exciting stuff
you actually
is.
Find that it's bisects bisected corpses.
Oh.
You know, once you pick it up and you're like, this isn't mud, this is a body part.
How did I make that mistake?
Well, because it's rainy, it's got mud on it, it's very muddy.
So it's corpse parts.
Yeah.
What are they wearing?
Fatigues.
Oh, so it's military people. Bunch of fucking Jimbos.
So while they're investigating these mud piles that aren't mud piles,
oh boy.
Saz and Hugo walk around the other corner of the garage.
So we walk around, we see them.
You see them poking through the mud.
Okay. It's like, oh, what kind of mud is that?
People.
What?
People mud.
People mud.
I'm
looking for the captain.
You find some dog tags.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
PFC Olson.
Mm. Oh.
Rip.
Any more? How many bodies like does it look like this pile is composed of?
More than one.
Doesn't seem like your area of expertise.
Not really, no. But I got a 28 in body, though.
More than one.
I give good body.
I show the rest of the team the dog tags. Like, well, this ain't our guy, but he might be here.
Should we keep looking? There's two piles of there. Button.
Well, is there any, you know, android in that mix?
Oh, like, true.
Not that you can tell.
I didn't see any.
What else is going on? Is there like any storage bins? Is there like any trucks? Are there any fences? Is just a fucking up down gate and piles of body?
Yeah.
Any equipment?
Nope.
Is there a panel to open the back door?
There is.
Nice.
What's it look like?
Get it with your crowbar.
That's not how panels work.
It is unpowered.
What kind of panel is it? Is it a numbers panel or is it like an intercom like boop boop? This is Jimmy.
Yeah, it's like an intercom. So like there's a speaker and like a little screen, you know, for visual. You know, video, and then there's like, you know, three little buttons there, and one of them probably opens up the garage door, but it's unpowered. Yeah.
If I follow the power line, where does it go?
It goes into the facility.
Fuck. All right, I'm out of ideas.
You want to get on the other side of that bloody door there and then try and fucking lift it with me?
I mean, yeah. I think there's probably going to be some spookies in there, but yeah, let's go ahead. Yeah, I'll do that.
We'll just try.
Suggs a lot and lift up the door.
Probably locked like the other one.
We'll just get it up like a little bit and then I'll shove my scanner under there and get a kind of there's any
before we do that, can we
there.
Grab like a leg or like a femur or something like thick out of the body pile so we can jam the door open?
Let's not disgrace the dead.
They're dead.
I'm kidding. It's geology.
in the geologic scale, this is just carbon and like and
I think
like
all
calcium.
Of that.
I know.
All of that aside,
Jackie knows that. I don't think Jimmy would know that. Though.
All of that. No, aside, he would just know. Putting a rock underneath it would probably be better than a squishy body part.
Yeah, it would just crush.
That's
it.
Why I said femur.
Taking a femur all the way out.
Right. Upon initial investigation of the door, like you try to just lift
the
handle,
goddamn door,
and it feels like it's unlocked.
Okay.
However, there is like something pressing from the inside, like, you know, there's some equipment or something pushed against it. So it's going to take at least two of you, you know, and it will require a check.
Get all on right. your side.
A strength all right, check. All right.
I will lift, you lift, give your gun to her.
Hugo, cover them.
Yeah.
I'll scan.
Hugo's got a gun.
I don't trust Hugo. He seems like a bitch.
Hugo's very cold.
You.
And
I would trust
you. Buddy, what met you? We just woke up 6 hours ago.
Honestly, I trust none of you. Rocks are stable. You guys are unstable as fuck.
All right. Roll your strength check.
All right. Ooh, I failed.
I also failed.
What about your body?
Well, it wasn't a body check.
You guys give it a heave, and it doesn't move, and you're like, all right. And you sink down into the mud a little lower, get some good leverage on your glutes.
Oh, yeah.
And as it rockets up, clatter, 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 it looks like some like tool shelves had been pressed against the wall as maybe like a makeshift barricade, make a tremendous racket as they, you know, tumble down and back as you force the door.
Whoops.
Inside, it is a garage. It's dark inside, but from the lights, and maybe you click on your flashlight, quick scan with your flashlight. On one side of the garage is an armored personnel carrier.
Nice.
On the other side is a gigantic dirt hole. And standing in a puddle of water in the hole, a person in marine fatigues is digging relentlessly, completely ignoring their surroundings.
Ah. Oh, shoot that guy.
Well,
not right away.
Definitely right away.
As we walk in, like, I, like, motion everybody, like, I, like, and I point to my trank pistol, like, but let's talk. Yeah, let's talk.
Oh, I guess I was the, don't shoot him, we should talk
at
to him.
The, yeah. At the clattering of the makeshift barricade, the figure puts down their handfuls of wet, soppy mud.
Yum.
And I think we're going to leave it on a cliffhanger for this episode of 2HGM.
Hey!
Oh!
All right, folks. Guests, thank you for joining us. We'll be resuming this in bi-weekly bonus episodes as we continue to play this adventure. But that'll end this regular episode of Two-Headed Game Master. If you like this stuff and you like what we do, head on over to 2HGM.com. What's over at 2HGM.com?
Well, you got, first thing you're going to see is Afterlife, the original setting and rule system that we created, available now on DriveThruRPG.
Yep, it's pretty cool.
You'll also find some neat little sheets and, like, dungeon creator stuff and, like, you know, some of our own little projects. And in addition to all of that, our Patreon link, where you can support us on Patreon, and if you become a member, you can join the Discord, and you could have been listening to this live the entire time.
Or yeah. Maybe if you're a master of space and time, you are listening to this once you've already become a Patreon.
Or you're Patreon, and you're listening and playing at the same time, and you're a master of everything.
It could be that.
I mean, you could be.
Not naming names. So.
Right. Right.
So, our next mainline episode, I believe, is going to be a review of the Mothership system and, you know, some discussion about just a cool game that we're trying out. And then, yeah, look for those bonus episodes as we continue the adventure. Thank you to the Burning Saviors for the use of the song Pond Hill is Finest as the intro and outro to our show. And we'll see y'all next time.